Well, good evening, guys, and here's some news straight off the press. Quite disturbing news, for males at least. It always is, though, isn't it? You ever noticed how males have to follow all the laws and not femons? Because for males, actions have consequences. For femons, they don't. But I was watching a program on The Box, very unusual for me, and they were discussing about debating a new law they may bring into practice. Of course, it probably won't be for femons, it'll be for males only. In fact, I think it is. But anyway, this femon was in an abusive relationship for quite some time. She was quite a very young femon, and so was the guy. Anyway, they finally split up, and the femon actually committed suicide. And the law they're trying to bring in or think about is that the male should be charged with manslaughter. Yes, you heard it right, guys. I mean, I remember splitting up with a femon once, and she said if I split up with her, she'll take tablets and kill herself. And when I did split up with her, she did take tablets, but not enough to do anything. But with the new law, she committed suicide after we split up, I could be charged with manslaughter. So once again, a femon doesn't have to take responsibility for her actions, it has to be blamed on the male. I mean, say you go with a femon for 2 years, and all of a sudden you just think, well, I've had enough, and split up with her. And then she goes to the nearest cliff and jumps off. That guy could be charged with manslaughter. Really? I bet you if the man committed suicide afterwards, the femon wouldn't be charged with manslaughter, would she? Anyway, what do you think of this new law they're debating about? I mean, femons are supposed to be all empowered, and they don't need no man. They're trying to bring laws in to make males responsible for femons all the time. I mean, the reason why they use the word suicide is because the person did it themselves. They have to take full responsibility. And there's lots of things that can push people over the edge. I mean, if femons want to be all empowered and don't need no man, why in the hell don't they just stand on their own 2 feet? Because generally they do nothing else but blame their last relationship or relationship before that. How about standing up and taking responsibility? I mean, how about being a goddamn adult? Let me know what you think, guys. Take it easy.